God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. Welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. This half hour, taking a look at a godly foundation. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Yeah, don't be a pushover. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. Thanks for taking time to be with me here for the program. As we get started tonight, I wanted to point you to something that's been going on social media for a few days here. As we know, June is a month that, well, a sin is celebrated. And I just have two quick reminders for us as we continue on in this month. Number one, a rainbow has seven main colors, not six. Number two, a rainbow is the sign of the covenant that Almighty God will not flood the whole earth again. Friends, regarding the rainbow, I praise God for the real reason of the rainbow, and we all need to seriously respect Almighty God and His ways. Friends, we see in Genesis 9, 11 through 16, I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you. A covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on earth. Genesis 9, 11 through 16. Friends, the Noahic covenant is an unconditional covenant because it does not depend upon anything Noah or his descendants had to do to fulfill the covenant. Friends, the promise is based upon God's faithfulness alone. So friends, happy Noahic Covenant Awareness Month. One of my Facebook friends, Facebook followers, stalkers, whatever you want to call this person, wrote, a rainbow is a natural phenomenon that appears when rain reflects sunlight. It would exist with or without the story, which is a terrible story, by the way. God destroys all life on earth in a fit of rage, killing thousands of men, women, children, and babies, not to mention all the animals, but throws a rainbow in the sky, promising it won't happen again. Do y'all even hear yourself? Well, to that, I would say that's the whole point. For the person who wrote this, I'm sorry, you're either too blind or, well, maybe just God is denying you in seeing the truth in this. The whole point of the rainbow is to be thankful and to have assurance that the entire world will not be flooded with water again because Almighty God is faithful and keeps His promises. To this person and others who struggle with this covenant, I wish you'd be willing or to be able to surrender to the ultimate love that God offers to you. A friend of mine posted this as well. Her name is Stephanie from Western Ohio. She writes, I think that if people would actually read the story, they would understand that God didn't act out of a fit of rage, but rather gave people plenty of time to prepare, and they chose not to believe. Unfortunately, there are consequences to every single choice we make. They obviously didn't choose wisely and suffered the consequences they were forewarned about. Friends, my friend Jim shared with Stephanie, great point. It's like everyone during their earthly lifetime is to build their own personal ark, meaning give their life to Christ. In doing so, not only will you have the peace and comfort of knowing Jesus now, but also the promise of eternal life in heaven. Not building your ark, hence not accepting Christ, is the path to eternal destruction. Also, as God commanded Noah to fill the ark with his creation's animals, we are commanded to share the good news of Jesus so that others may know and be saved. He finishes up with this. I never really thought about this as a microcosm of life. And my friend Peggy also wrote, Noah preached to the people for 120 years, telling them to repent of their sins and to obey God. They refused and mocked Noah. Today, people are mocking God. It will stop when they reap the consequences of their choices. Something to consider. God is God. He does not need nor ask for our approval. In the end, he is boss. Peggy, I thank you so much for sharing that. Another Jason shared this. We get it. You're a rational person and an atheist. You believe paintings paint themselves, buildings design and build themselves, and humans created themselves. I mean, who in their right mind would ever think differently? Obviously, there's a little sarcasm there, but friends, I think you're getting his point. And my friend who commented, starting this whole discussion as far as this story being really horrible, she writes, you say something can't come from nothing, but still can't explain who created God himself. Was he always there? Did he create himself? Can something come from nothing, or can it? You have to pick one, she writes. So I wrap it up with this, friends, and we'll get to Fastcast here in a bit and get to more of our, well, this edition of Do Not Keep Silent. I shared it exactly. Creation is creation. You are asking about a being you nor anyone can fully understand. You're asking about a creature, not a creature, a being that we cannot understand. This being was not made, was not created. Really, what I find so incredibly funny is how people who are unwilling to see this or dig into it. They're all about science until you actually are addressed with science. I mean, quite literally. Friends, as I have stated many, many times in the past, you can believe whatever you want to believe. You can live however you want to live, and so can others. Once a person pursuing their happiness directly tramples on the liberty of another, they are wrong. And once a person living out their liberty directly takes the life of another, they are wrong. Friends, this concept is so incredibly easy to understand. I believe the only reason anyone would not want to agree to this is pure selfishness. Again, you can do that all you want, but you need to pay for your own consequences in that. Meaning, again, what God has put into natural law. Just as another person gets to receive their just benefits from their choices. Friends, God is not bound by space or time. He existed before time began. Friends, he is. Before we get to our fast cast here, I want to direct you to a blog post that I shared, well, quite a number of years ago. Actually, 2015. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, the Order Matters. I have pointed people to this in the past, but it just seems as if many are unwilling to see it or don't want to see it. So I'll direct you there again. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, the Order Matters. Written in 2015. Now you can find it there. Just go to worldviewwarriors.org, click the blog tab there. worldviewwarriors.org, click the blog tab. In the search bar there, you can put, if you just type out Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, hit search, it should come up as the first one. Easy to find. Before we wrap this a little bit up, I wanted to share with you something from my friend Gary. That, well, I think is just, well, the heart we need to have, friends, in this. Friends, we need to understand. We do have an enemy, but the enemy isn't people. Gary writes, I will pray that someone is able to reach you with God's word so you can be saved. That's because when the time comes, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. I pray you get saved before that happens, because it'll be too late by then. Gary, I thank you so much for sharing that. And friends, I do want to let you know, genuinely, that is our heart here. To share the good news of Jesus Christ. Friends, without sharing the bad news of, well, things, the good news just doesn't make sense. My name is Jason Zurich, your host for the program. Again, you can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And this is Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Man apart from Christ does not think after God. Why can we all look at the same thing and all come to different conclusions? It's not really because we're merely coming from different perspectives. Friends, it's because of sin. Why does it seem like God isn't doing anything about wicked people? Sin. And to us, why does it seem like God's being so harsh at times? It's sin. Sin corrupts everything, and I mean everything. Friends, there is not one who is without sin. There is not one who seeks after God. Go find our blog post titled Sin Distorts Your Worldview today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Where is your faith? Have you been enlightened by the Word of God? Have you tasted God's goodness in your life? Have you experienced repentance? If so, don't fall away from that. Keep moving forward and growing and maturing in your faith. I encourage you to continue to dig into God's Word and help your field to produce good crops. Don't give up practicing the faith or fall away from this true faith. Now, friends, if you have not experienced this enlightenment of faith, well, contact a Christian friend, a pastor, or us here at Worldview Warriors to help you get on the right path to tasting the goodness of God in your life. To dig more into this, check out Hebrews 6:4-8.
find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. You'll find our blog posts, podcasts. You can also find other resources there, paperback books, Kindle, many things available for you there. Appreciate you supporting the ministry, friends, Worldview Warriors. Been around since 2006. Later on this week, I'll be digging into why does God allow suffering. Looking forward to digging into that. But to wrap up the program here, again, we need to be looking at a godly foundation. And I've shared with you regarding our foundation in this nation mattering many, many times in the past. And friends, I would say it is beyond obvious now, at least for those paying attention, that the warnings from so many years ago about this fundamental transformation of America being, well, about dismantling the godly foundation that was placed in this nation to be built upon. I have had many people tell me, Jason, that doesn't mean everyone's a Christian here and we're not the replacement for Israel. I never said any of that. Friends, the truth of the matter is we need to live our lives in such a way that allows God, well, God's natural law that he put into place to actually work correctly and properly by individuals doing their own thing against the fundamental principles that God has put into place. Well, we're seeing what happens in society. This comes down to individual choice, really. Friends, many who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ and his teachings have taken to supporting things which are blatantly against a clear reading of Scripture in order for this fundamental transformation of America to take place. We hear it all the time. We need to love. Love is love. Well, like it or not, friends, according to the Bible, it's not really love, but instead a way to please fleshly desires. That's really what's going on. And I think it's high time for those who at least call themselves Christians to really take a look at that and ask yourself, is that what's going on? Friends, I bring it up because, again, we hear about love all the time. But do we really hear about godly love? Or is it, again, more about fleshly desires being pleased? Again, 1 Corinthians 13. Again, probably shared this 100 times, but love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Friends, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Sadly, today, it seems many take that as, well, do what you want. Well, we need to love. We need to be kind, yes, not rude. But, friends, sharing the truth with a person is not being rude. Many people take it that way because they take offense to the truth. Again, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth when we see a brother or sister in Christ. Not just living out a godless life, living out humanistic ways. But delighting in it, having celebration about sinful lifestyle. Friends, again, love does not delight in evil. It rejoices with the truth. Why am I pausing? Well, again, especially if we have a relationship with a person. I'm talking about a close relationship, not an acquaintance. If we have a close relationship with someone that claims to love the Lord and follows God, but yet in their life there's fruit that is not following godly ways. Again, if you have a good relationship with that person, you're close. Friends, we need to warn them. Love does not delight in evil. It rejoices with the truth. Now, this is where it gets difficult. When that person you shared that with and you're helping and hoping to keep them accountable in their walk with God, if they choose not to listen and they choose to go their own way, I would encourage you to be like Almighty God, to be like Jesus Christ, as a matter of fact. How did Jesus handle the rich young ruler? The rich young ruler heard Jesus' teaching and said, "This is a hard teaching." Basically saying, "I don't know if I can do this." And he walked away. And then Jesus didn't go and chase him. He let the rich young ruler walk away, and Jesus turned to his disciples and started to teach them. You see, friends, we need to be willing to sink into those who want to learn, who want to grow. Now, we're not talking about opinions here. We're talking about the Word of God. If the Word of God is clear about how sin looks, how a sinful lifestyle looks and then receives just consequences for their actions. My wife and I actually were just talking about this earlier this week. And honestly, I was going, "Praise God, thank you, God. My wife is getting it." We were talking about the difference between men and women. How men, let's just be honest, were quite justice-oriented. How women are very touchy and feely. And women, I'm not saying you're bad for that. And men, I'm not saying you're bad for that. There is a good line that we've got to find, and we've got to balance that out, especially in a marriage relationship. What I was so excited to hear from my wife is to hear that she was saying, you know, that there's something about, basically saying that there's something about allowing the consequence to happen and for that person to receive, well, that bad action. It's basically a way to help that person to go through the refiner's fire, to grow and become mature and complete, not lacking anything. Friends, we need to be willing to live our lives on the foundation of Jesus Christ. We need to encourage others to do this, not force. Friends, again, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you probably know where I'm going. Even Adam and Eve, God did not force them to not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The truth of the matter is they followed that guideline, that rule. they followed it. I don't know. It might have been a day. It might have been a week. I have no idea. I don't know how long. It might have been an hour. Might have been 10 minutes. But they did follow it for a little while. And then they, well, chose to disobey. And the just consequences of their choice happened. God did not take it away. Now, eventually Jesus came. Praise God. He came in the form of a baby, a human baby. He lived his life perfectly. Died on the cross for your sin and mine. And he rose again on the third day, and he ascended into heaven and is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. Thank God for that. If you'd like to find out more about the ministry, and you'd like to find out more about how to come into a right relationship with Jesus Christ, go to worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Thanks for being with me here for Do Not Keep Silent. You can also find us at donotkeepsilent.com. You'll find our Facebook page as well. My name is Jason DeZurich Elst, and I'll see you next time. Don't be a pushover.
Do not be your own.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.